It's very beautiful. It's marvelous. It's incredible to imagine that so many times ago, people were able to do something so exceptional.
Often called the Sistine Chapel of Paleolithic art, the painted walls of the interconnected series of caves in Lascaux in southwestern France are among the most impressive and well-known artistic creations of Paleolithic humans, also known as the Cro-Magnons, who are the oldest known modern humans in Europe. At Lascaux, although there is one human image, painted representations of humans are very rare in Paleolithic art, most of the paintings depict animals found in the surrounding landscape, such as horses, bison, mammoths, deer, lions, bears, and wolves. The depicted animals comprise both species that would have been hunted and eaten, such as deer and bison, as well as those that were feared predators, such as lions, bears, and wolves. No vegetation or illustration of the environment is portrayed around the animals, who are represented in profile and often standing in an alert and energetic stance. As scholar Laura Ann Tedesco wrote, the vitality in the Lascaux paintings is achieved by the broad, rhythmic outlines around areas of soft color. The animals are typically shown in a twisted perspective, with the heads depicted in profile, but the pair of horns or antlers are rendered frontally visible. The intended result may have been to imbue the images with more visual power and magical properties. The combination of profile and frontal perspectives is an artistic idiom also observed in ancient Near Eastern and Egyptian art. In addition to the painted images, Lascaux is rich with engravings of animals, as well as abstract geometric designs. And as Muriel Mauriac, the curator of Lascaux, noted, it's almost too beautiful. The pigments used to paint the Lascaux cave were derived from minerals available and include red, yellow, black, brown, and violet. No brushes have been found, so in all probability, the broad black outlines were applied using mats of moss or hair, or even with chunks of raw color. The surfaces appear to have been covered by paint blown directly from the mouth or through a tube. Color-stained, hollowed-out bones have been found in the caves. The Lascaux cave lay sleeping to humanity until 1940, when a young Frenchman looking for his dog basically fell into it. Visits to the cave started immediately, and by 1955, the effects of carbon dioxide, heat, humidity, and all the other contaminants produced by 1,200 visitors per day had visibly damaged the paintings. The cave was closed to the public in 1963, and although there have been conservation problems since, the Lascaux Cave, listed as a World Heritage Site, is, according to Dr. Yves Coppens, doing well. Yves Coppens is a French paleoanthropologist and the president of the International Scientific Council in charge of the conservation of Lascaux. He was also one of the co-directors of the research team which discovered Lucy, our 3-million-year-old cousin, in 1974 in Ethiopia. I met him at the Lascaux in Paris exhibition and asked him, as one of the few people who have access to the cave, what his impressions are when he's there.
The first impression is obviously the same as all the people who are going to the cave, is the emotion in front of a painting. Of a painter, and the beautiful paintings of animals recognizable which are there are wonderful. For me, it's like Rembrandt or like Picasso or like others. So I'm in front of a true oeuvre. I don't know how to say that. Of a true artist and only one artist. So I don't mean that the whole cave has been done only by one man, but I think that the whole cave has been painted and engraved by the same man and his assistants, because it's very homogeneous. It's really the same size from the beginning to the end, and this is exceptional. You know, most of the caves have been visited several times, And even when the visit has been only one time, you can recognize the different styles. There, it's really the same inspiration, the same way of making the things. I mean the things, the animals, but also the abstract signs. And the same way to treat them. So the homogeneity of the cave is something. And so my first emotion was how beautiful, how fantastic is it as far as paintings and engravings are concerned. Second impression is like in a church or like in a temple. I mean that you are in contact not with the artist, but with his gods. You are really in contact. The church is done for that. It's done for silence and serenity and a sort of closer way between God and you. And this is the second impression, and I'm sure that this is also shared.
And although Dr. Koppen says his immediate impressions at looking at the paintings are the same as most people's, he did admit that he also experiences a very odd feeling, and one that is entirely his.
And my third impression, which is strange, but what can I do? It's a bit of terror. I mean that when you are in the what we call the vertical axial, which is the small corridor. There is a big room, small corridor, and longer corridor. When you are in the small corridor, it's very very. Not very large, very narrow, and you have paintings on the walls, and you are painting on the ceiling as well. So you are really among the animals, and these animals are not true animals. They are animals taking you to the sky, taking you to the gods, so it's very very impressive and in a way, just in a way, quite frightening, and I'm not sure that I will be able to spend one night without any fear in this cave. This has not happen yet, but you know what I mean. I mean that you are really between the men, the painters, the ones who did the things, and their gods. You are between the two, and these animals are running not on the earth. They are running in space. There is no ground under their feet, and they are running in space to reach the sky, and so you have the impression. Well, I had the impression to be taken with them, and go to the sky may be good, but I prefer for the moment to stay here.
We would like for you to stay around for a while longer. Thank you so much, Dr.
Merci.
Koppen.
Merci. Thank you very much.
We will probably never know what the paintings and symbols mean, but at the Lascaux in Paris exhibit at Paris Expo, Porte de Versailles, between the reproduction of the cave's myth, the hands-on facsimiles, and the videotaped interviews with scientists, artists, and philosophers, you too can ponder what Cro-Magnon man was up to with his paints 20,000 years ago. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.